Tuesday, 2nd of April, 2024. Maybe today. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. Acts 26:17. More literally, it reads, delivering you from the people and the Gentiles to whom now I send you. CG. Paul, just explaining his calling to those of the court in which he stood, noted that he had been called as a minister and a witness concerning his calling. He now continues that thought. Taken together, they read, but rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you, delivering you from the people and the Gentiles to whom now I send you. The words delivering you from the people refer to the Jewish people. That is inserted by the NKJV for clarity. However, simply saying the people is a way of specifically identifying them. The fact that they are mentioned indicates that he knew, right from the mouth of the Lord, that he would, in fact, be persecuted by them. However, the Lord also let him know that he would be delivered from them. The trials which had been held against him were proofs of this very fact. Along with them, it next says, and the Gentiles. The implication is that he will be likewise persecuted by them, exactly as has occurred throughout all of his time recorded in Acts. Albert Barnes notes that, quote, as the opposition of the Jews arose mainly from the fact that he had gone among the Gentiles, it was important to bring this part of his commission into full view before Agrippa, and to show that the same Saviour who had miraculously converted him had commanded him to go and preach to them, end quote. Paul's words are carefully selected to show the substance of his commission and the source of it, meaning Jesus. It is this ministry to the Jews that Jesus next says, to whom now I send you. In some manuscripts, there is an emphasis in his words where the I is in the emphatic position, to whom I send you. If that is the correct reading, it is the same words used by Jesus, ego, apostello, I send, that is seen in Matthew 10, when Jesus selected and commissioned the original apostles. Behold, I send, ego, apostello, you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. For Paul, he now recounts his own calling. The voice from heaven was sending him out with a promise of deliverance. The purpose of the marvellous commission is to be found in the next verse. Life application. Paul's opening words to those in Galatia say, Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Galatians 1:1-5. Paul was commissioned to minister to both the Jews and the Gentiles, but his primary mission was to the Gentiles. Jesus said that he would deliver Paul from both, but the fact is that the people he ministered needed to be delivered from the Jews as well. It is the main purpose of the book of Galatians, meaning holding to the grace of God in Christ and not being suckered into law observance by the Judaizers. They had come to Christ having never observed the law. They were given the Spirit and were saved, but along came the Judaizers who told them that they now needed to be circumcised and observe Moses. In doing so, they would be setting aside the grace that originally saved them. It would mean they were obligated to the law, and grace no longer was any value to them. Their lives and actions would no longer be acceptable to God. At the beam of Christ, all they could expect is judgment with no rewards, only loss. Unfortunately, this infection has crept into the church time and again throughout the church age in various ways. Anytime someone falls back on the law for personal merit before God, he sets aside God's grace. With Israel called back to the land, everything Jewish has suddenly become popular with many in the church. This is fine, to an extent, but along with this fascination of what God is now doing in the people of Israel, after two millennia, comes a renewed call to law observance. The church that has carried the banner of God's grace in Christ has been duped, once again, into the heresy of the Judaizers. Be on guard for this. God's grace is not for sale. God's grace cannot be earned. God's grace requires faith that He has done it all. Trust in this, and do not allow yourself to be brought under the yoke of slavery to the law that got Israel into the position it has been in for eons. Rest in Jesus. Revel in the grace He provides, and be appreciative to God for His tender mercies to His people through the finished, final, and forever work of Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, thank You for Your wonderful love, mercy, and grace that has been so marvellously revealed in the coming of Jesus. The burdens are lifted. We do not have to earn Your favour, and we no longer have a fear of death. Praise You, O God, for what You have done. Amen.
I will not let your own people hurt you, and I will keep you safe from non-Jewish people, too. These are the people I am sending you to.
Acts 25:16.